This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. As the United States continues sending military aid to Israel, protests have popped up across a number of U.S. colleges and universities. VOA's Arash Arbasadi has more.
Demonstrators call for solidarity with Palestinians and an end to U.S. support for Israel. Police arrested hundreds while universities suspended or expelled students. News of those protests traveled to Gaza, where displaced people living in tent cities spray-painted messages of thanks for support they received from half a world away. A recent foreign spending package out of Washington would see more than $9 billion in humanitarian aid for Gaza. An Egyptian delegation recently met with Israeli leaders to help broker a peace deal. Arash Arbasadi, VOA News.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken will visit Israel and Jordan on a trip through Wednesday, the State Department announced, after the U.S. and Israeli leaders discussed hostage release talks. Blinken will travel to both countries, a State Department official confirmed on Sunday in Ireland on his way to a previously announced stop in Saudi Arabia. The trip was announced after President Joe Biden and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu spoke by telephone about ongoing talks to halt Israel's offensive in the Gaza Strip in return for the release of hostages. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on Sunday issued a fresh plea to the international community to hurry up and deliver more air defenses, start formal talks for his country to enter the European Union, and invite Ukraine to join NATO. Ukrainian forces face a worsening position in the east and await delivery of U.S. weapons following the April 23rd approval by Congress. This